Fed Talks is a weekly podcast featuring federal program staff from the Georgia Department of Education and Georgia's public schools.
For many individuals, the purpose of federally funded programs is unknown.
Through its Fed Talks series, the Georgia Department of Education is sharing more information on the ways Georgians are leveraging federal funds to serve Georgia students and Georgia schools.
This is John White.
And this is Craig Gears.
And this is Fed Talks with John and Craig. Welcome back, everyone. We again have Nate Schultz from the Title IV Part A Student Support and Academic Enrichment Grant. And your hosts, of course, are Craig Gears and John White. We're here to continue to learn from Nate about this grant. And Nate, in the past week since we've talked, Craig especially and I have heard from some districts and they with just some questions about safety. How can these funds be used to supplement some of their safety and security protocols they have in the school? Is that allowable?
Yes, and thanks, John, for having me back. This is an area where I think whether you're a parent, a teacher, certainly a student, you think a lot about and you see on the news. So there's several different areas that these funds could be used to improve the school climate, improve student safety. So whether it's through bullying prevention, suicide prevention measures, we talk about the mental health areas of this grant, as well as staff training and how staff can become better equipped to handle those situations. And as a school, how can they combat bullying issues? So again, it really goes back to the individual needs of the school, where some schools may have identified this area as a high priority, and it's really impacting their learning environment and the safe and healthy environment which students are learning. They can use these funds to provide training, to purchase allowable supplies, to try to address this area for their students. And I think provide that peace of mind for staff and families and students.
Okay, and I'm going to go back. I'm going to take a little credit here. I think in one of the earlier podcasts, I mentioned that a local police department would be a great stakeholder partner. I think in this discussion about, you know, making sure that children feel safe and have created a learning environment where they don't worry about violence, it's a great opportunity to pull in a local police department to help. And you know what? You may not even have to use grant funds.
Right. Because I was trying to think that and let our listeners know that your schools probably have a lot of measures in place to make the school feel safe. And these funds can come and extend those. So like Craig's saying, you might already have a relationship with local law enforcement. Maybe these funds can extend that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Right.
Is that a good way to think about it?
Right. Keeping with that supplemental requirement for the grant.
And I'd even go so far as for the well-rounded educational opportunities, you could have the law enforcement folks come in and talk to the students about a career in law enforcement and what that means. I mean, I think we need to think about that too for the grant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, Nate, I'm going to shift gear just a tiny bit as we get into this last session. One of the things that we've talked about throughout all of this podcast series is your role here at the Georgia Department of Education. So that got Craig and I thinking over the weekend that I'm wondering, what is the role of the department, the Georgia Department of Education? Because we're saying that the money goes to schools. Well, don't the schools just have the flexibility to do what they need to it? What does the Georgia Department of Education do?
So the state is required to administer these funds and to oversee the operations and approve the school district's budgets and how the funds will be utilized. So we mentioned previously that all districts, you know, currently do receive funding under Title IVA. So they're required to submit budgets to the Georgia Department of Education. That's one of the first initial steps to get the ball rolling. We review those budgets and work with the districts, especially I think this year as the grant is new to the state as well as to the districts, in determining that the budget meets the requirements of the Title IVA purpose and grant, and then also that it is allowable use of the funds. So we're seeing a variety there in terms of some of the different areas that the funds can be used this year. And then beyond that, we continue to look at ways to provide technical assistance for our school districts to help them identify some of the ideas, best practices, for implementing their Title IVA program. Certainly that's going to be critical this year as our districts roll out new initiatives and using these funds. And then we all at federal programs are involved in checks and balance process and monitoring. So the state also has the requirement to go out, visit, conduct a monitoring process to ensure that the funds are being expended properly.
What happens if we see a situation where the funds aren't being used? Do we help the district try to figure out what to do?
Yeah, I think a lot of that happens on the front end and working with the districts. And certainly we want to make sure that they remain in compliance in how they're using the funds. In the event that, you know, we would happen to discover concerns or issues, we would definitely work with that district to find solutions and work through any possible concerns.
Nate, what if they don't use all their funds this year? Do they have an opportunity to what we call carry them over or roll them over into the next year for use?
Right. So you mentioned carryover, which is when all the funds are not spent in that school or fiscal year. Mm-hmm. And the law does allow for carryover, so school districts could carry those funds into the next school year in order to use those after that school year.
Right. And I do know that one of the structures we have in place here is to kind of monitor our school districts for all of our federal programs. And we look each month to see how much of their funding they've drawn down. So we also, I think, keep an eye on that, too, to make sure things are moving along.
But it's the overall intent of the Georgia Department of Education that we are providing support to districts. Do we all agree with that? That is what the department does, that we provide support. So if you're seeing that a district is struggling or not necessarily spending the money as quickly or whatever's happening, then we go out and help. That's what we're about.
Right.
We're going out to help them, especially with this grant, because of the flexibility and the impact, the wide impact that it could potentially have. We want to make sure that it's happening for kids.
So what money do we use, Nate, to provide this technical assistance and support? Because we said up front that the money comes from Washington.
Law does allow for the state to set aside 5% of that initial award that is received from USAID to implement the state activities as well as to administer the overall grant. So some of those state activities that are required, you know, we mentioned the monitoring process, certainly. John touched on the support, so providing that technical assistance. The state also, similar to the school districts that we discussed earlier, should be involving stakeholders in evaluating the program as well as raising awareness for the Title IVA program.
Okay.
The state also is required to report out on the outcomes of the funds and how the school districts are using these funds. So that's an annual requirement that the Georgia Department of Education will have to take a look at, being that this is the first year in terms of what the reporting requirements will be to determine if the funds are being used.
Are you a lone ranger in this task?
Well, you know, no one's a lone ranger at the Department of Education. We all work together and collaborate. Currently, in terms of the team for Title IVA, as the program manager, we are a team of one. However, we are looking to add to that team relatively soon and hopefully quickly in order to improve upon the support and services that we're able to offer all school districts.
Okay.
You know, Nate, you said a second ago that we have a requirement to report out. Who do we report to? Who are you sharing data with about how the grant's being used?
One of the requirements is to, you know, post this information publicly. So we'll be required to post, you know, assumedly on our website in terms of how the funds are being spent. But then also back to the United States U.S. Department of Education. In terms of the annual reporting requirements.
We'd like to wrap up by asking you, do you have a few goals that you've developed to make this program more meaningful and effective? What are some thoughts you have moving forward?
Similar to the school districts, there's a lot of opportunity for the Georgia Department of Education with these funds. So with the flexibility does include a lot of accountability. We want to make sure that the funds are being used to, you know, John, you mentioned earlier, to really support student achievement and to benefit these students. So one of the goals that we have is to look at how we can evaluate the effectiveness, and whether that's developing instruments and tools for our districts to use to really collect more information and evaluate the impact for these funds. because we know there's opportunity. We know that they can really make a difference with the Title IV-A funding, but we want to make sure that it's being implemented and having the most benefit possible.
And we're probably going to see some great examples out of this first year of implementation that I think we can begin to share as best practices and build capacity within our districts to really be creative with the use of these funds and do great things for kids that really expand their opportunities mm-hmm. for things. Yeah.
And I would, elaborate a little bit in terms of what I mentioned earlier as one of the state requirements, but also to make sure that we're including our stakeholders in implementing this program. It's just year one, mm-hmm. but I think, as you said, we'll continue to see progress and these programs to improve and strengthen over the year. Mm-hmm. So one of the ways that we can reach that is by including more stakeholder feedback and really working with our school districts as partners in this to be able to identify those best practices, mm-hmm. Innovative ideas, and how they're implementing and utilizing the funds as well.
Well, Nate, we thank you for being with us. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back with a new podcast series next month, and you can go to our website to see more information about that. Until then, I'm John White.
And I'm Craig Gears.
And we're glad that you were here for this podcast series on Title IV Part A. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you.